Good morning, thanks for tuning in. Well, the Australian share market set for a weaker open on Wednesday. SPY futures ended the after-hours session with a loss of 30 points, or about a half of 1%. So this is a theme that we're seeing globally over the course of the last day, where caution has been the overarching theme for investors. So this has not only been reflected in the performance of equity markets, but it's also been performed in the way that money has tended to gravitate towards safe havens. So overnight we saw government bonds move higher in price, lower in yield. So a 10-year Treasury note, for example, was down by about 4 basis points in yield. That's a pretty decent move. And we've got gold prices loitering around their highest levels in about 8 years. So they're around that $1,800 per ounce mark at the moment. Again, that's another reflection of the appetite that investors have in some quarters for safe havens. But it's also a reflection of the fact that the equity markets over the course of the last couple of weeks have done quite well. In the US, the S&P 500 is up in the order of around 4 to 5% over the last couple of weeks. So a bit of an ebbing of that enthusiasm for the moment at least, but bearing in mind that in recent times the economic news has been reasonably encouraging, in as much as it's painted that picture of that still that rapid recovery from the recent contraction that we have seen. And the latest addition to that overnight was the JOLTS series. So this is the survey that's compiled by the US Bureau of Labor Statistics every month. It stands for Job Openings and Labor Turnover Series. So it basically measures the number of job openings in the US economy. And that was bigger than expected over the course of the last month, coming in at around 5.4 million. So encouragingly, job openings were highest in accommodation and food services. Unfortunately, they were at their lowest in education and the government. So that was on the more positive side of things, although there was a cautionary note struck by the head of the Atlanta Federal Reserve, who spoke about the recent recovery leveling off, and that the US economy is in grave danger in relation to this new spike in infections. So that's probably less a feature of what happened where the prices were concerned. But when you have people in these positions, such as heading up Federal Reserves at a district level, making these sorts of observations, it's worth keeping an eye on those sorts of things. So when you look at the performance of US markets, the underperformers tended to be the airlines and the hospitality related stocks. So on the local front today, we don't have much in the way of economic news to look at or to guide us. What will probably be the case again is the Chinese market continuing to perform as well as it has over the course of the last couple of days. And what's obvious is the disconnect that seems to be emerging between that and other markets throughout the region, including our own. The Aussie dollar is a reflection of that risk on risk-off note as well. The US dollar firmed up a little bit overnight, so that pushed the Aussie dollar back to around 69.4 US cents.